From the Black Widow podcast world of sound, we introduce Played, an interactive audio experience where you decide what's next.
We have a ton of Black Widow diaries just sitting and collecting dust. So I thought it would be a great idea to give the male perspective to some of your favorite episodes while creating a whole new storyline. So I asked the lovely patrons on the Black Widow Patreon page what were their favorite episodes. And after tallying the votes, we have the first three episodes of the new series, Played. These episodes are based on the diaries Oops, Oh My, Crave, and a brand new episode called Imaginary Friend.
When Tevin meets Crave at a coffee shop, a planned sneaky link gets derailed by a text from Zeta. After a night of intense sex and unraveling emotions, Zeta is unclear on what she wants to happen between her and Tevin.
And what happens next is up to you. The fans get to vote each week to determine how things play out with Tevin. You pick from a list of diaries, and the writers, Mahogany and myself, Eric Dizzy, will work them into the storyline. Be sure to follow Black Widow Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Patreon, and YouTube so that you can be part of the journey. And don't forget, support for this show comes from you, the fans. So if you would like to support us, but also hear the episodes ad-free, then please consider becoming a patron on Patreon at patreon.com/Black Widow or becoming a monthly subscriber on the Apple Podcast app. When women tell me they only want sex from me, I take it with a grain of salt. 7 times out of 10, somebody's going to develop feelings. Things are going to get weird. And they'll become somebody that I used to know. After Crave and I ran into one another at the coffee shop, she made it clear on what she wanted from me when we talked on the phone later that day. So what's up? You got my attention?
Let me be completely honest with you, okay?
All right.
I just want you to fuck the shit out of me. And if it's an enjoyable experience, I want you fucking the shit out of me often.
Oh, you bald as fuck, huh?
Oh, most definitely.
Well, I think I can handle that.
Oh, good.
And for the record, it will be very often. And very enjoyable.
Okay, well. Sounds like we're on the same page.
Sounds like it.
I'm thinking we should link up.
Yeah.
Soon.
Well, how soon are you talking?
Are you free in the next hour?
Yeah. Oh, hey, let me call you right back. Let me call you right back. Hello?
Hey, stranger.
And that's when I stopped replying to Crave. For Zeta. I usually see Crave at the gym, but I wasn't sure she was gonna make herself seen after I stopped replying to her. As I was walking to the locker room, she was leaving. I had to try to stop her and apologize for ghosting her. Hey, beautiful.
Oh. Hey, Tevin. I didn't see you.
Bullshit. Look, I'm sorry about last night. I was exhausted and I ended up falling asleep before I could call you back.
Me, you must be lying.
For real. I really hope I didn't ruin your night.
Nope, not at all. But I hope you're well rested. I gotta go.
She started to walk away, but I grabbed her by her arm. Not in an overly aggressive way, but just enough to get her attention. Wait, let's hook up tonight. I promise to make it up to you.
I don't know. I'm a little exhausted.
Come on now. Don't do that.
Don't do what, Tanya?
Look, I'm gonna hit you at 9. I'm gonna text you my address.
We'll see.
I ain't gonna lie. Her playing hard to get was cute. But it was also making my dick hard. I pulled her in close enough for me to whisper in her ear. And for her to feel me. Girl, bring your ass here.
Ooh.
That was not a motherfucking request. You are coming to my house tonight. And I'm giving you some of this dick, all right? Come on.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
I wanted to hit her and tell her to come sooner than 9, but I didn't want to seem thirsty. All I could think about was her fingers and the smell of her pussy brushing against my nose at the coffee shop. I must have thought her up because... What up, Crave?
Look, change of plans.
All right.
I need you.
When you talking?
Right fucking now.
Okay.
Is that a problem?
No, it's not a problem.
Good. I'm about to send you my address. How soon can you get here?
Shit. I'm on the way.
Perfect.
I jumped up fast as hell and got dressed. I grabbed a few things from my kink drawer and headed to her house. When I was outside her crib, I called her.
Answer the phone, answer the phone.
Hello?
Is that pussy ready for me yet?
Where are you?
Where you want me to be?
Look, stop playing with me, Tevin.
I'm outside.
Okay, why are you out there when I gave you my apartment number?
Come out here. Come outside.
For what?
I got something special planned for you. Come outside.
Something special?
Yeah.
But I'm already naked.
That's fine. Put a robe on or something.
Huh?
Man, put a robe and some heels on and come to the car.
Hold on,
my dick got hard when she finally walked out of her house. She locked the front door, put her keys in her purse, and walked confidently to my car. She looked good as a motherfucker.
Tevin, huh? You are playing too.
Girl, shut up and put this on. Put this on.
What's this?
Put it on.
What is this?
I shut her up by handing her a full-face sex mask. It's just a breathable ski mask, but with the eyes completely covered. The only open hole was for her mouth. Her attitude instantly went away.
Yeah, that looked good on you.
What are you up to?
Do you trust me, Craig?
I trust you enough.
Good, I'll take that. Way back.
So, do you mind telling me where we're going?
Not too far. But didn't I tell you to lay your ass back?
Before pulling off, I gently pulled back her robe so that her body was a little exposed. After taking it all in, I reached across her to adjust her seat all the way back.
Mm-mm. Look at that pretty ass pussy.
Mm-hmm. Look at it.
I knew you had a pretty ass pussy.
Boy, you ain't no shit.
On a G, I did. But the rub is pretty motherfucker.
I played with her clit as I drove, going back and forth between rubbing it and lightly squeezing it. Her legs started to shake uncontrollably. She grabbed my hand and tried to stop herself from coming, but nah.
Girl, move your hand.
Or what?
Or that, nigga. Move your motherfucking hand.
I slapped her pussy with just enough force to get my point across. I continued to massage her pussy while I drove to the destination.
You like that shit, don't you?
But, shouldn't you have your eyes on the road?
My eyes are on the road. I'm good at multitasking. Don't worry about it.
Shit. What else are you good at?
Oh, don't worry about it. You're gonna see.
I parked the car, rolled the windows down, and leaned over until I was comfortably in position to eat her pussy from the side. I licked and slurped on her clit slowly while she squirmed and moaned. She grabbed my head and started grinding my face, and I went even harder. I shoved my ring and middle finger deep inside of her and applied just a little bit of pressure. Splash.
You want some of this dick? You want some of this dick?
Yes, baby. Uh-huh. I want all that dick.
Tell me how bad you want this dick.
I want it so fucking bad. I want to feel every fucking inch of that dick in my pussy.
Sit up and get out the car.
What?
This episode was brought to you by Rebellion Harvest. Rebellion Harvest is an independently owned black pistachio company based out of Atlanta, Georgia. Their purpose is simple: to produce a healthier snack option that crafts low-calorie, healthy, and nutrient-packed pistachios with quality and redefining flavors, such as Badu Sage and Lemon Pepper. Yes, you fucking heard me. Lemon Pepper Pistachios that are fucking delicious. Go to RebellionHarvest.com and use the promo code THEBLACKWIDOW for a percentage off of your order. Again, go to RebellionHarvest.com and use the promo code BLACKWIDOW for a percentage off of your first order.
I got out and walked slowly behind the car to the passenger side. I kind of wanted to build up anticipation. I looked at her through the window and could see her leg tapping. She was ready. I opened the door and grabbed her hand so that I can bind them together.
You said you like to be tied up, right?
I did.
All right. She randomly stuck her tongue out, so I filled her mouth up with dick. And she went fucking crazy. Watching her sexy ass suck my dick made me even hornier than I already was.
Oh, shit.
I was moaning loud as fuck without a care in the world.
Oh, I know you was a nasty bitch. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. You're gonna make me have to keep you around for a while, God damn. I grabbed her, pushed her up against the car door, and began finger fucking her. I licked from her ear to her neck, then made my way down to her breast. I sucked and lightly nibbled on her nipples with my tongue. I pulled my wet fingers out of her and put them in her mouth and watched her slowly suck them dry before I...
Come here. Follow me.
Bruh. I literally had pre-cum all over the front of my boxers. I led her around the car and bent her over the trunk. Before I let my pants and my drawers drop to my ankles, I grabbed a condom out of my pocket. When I slid inside of her, I could feel her whole body respond. It was like her pussy gave me a hug how tight it got once I was in it. Her grip game was crazy, but I took my time. I couldn't go too fast because then I'd lose control. And all of this would have been a waste. I playfully slid myself in and out of her, and she made sure to grip it every single time. After a few strokes, I was finally able to collect myself. My slow and sweet strokes turned wild. She was so wet that I could feel the juices splashing against my pelvic area. The more she gripped me, the more I stroked and the wetter she got. I grabbed her by her neck and pulled her close to me.
Yeah, you've been waiting for me to fuck you just like this, huh?
Hell, yeah, just like that.
Can I fuck you like this again?
You can fuck me anyway.
Oh, shit, I'm about to come.
After dropping Crave off, I went home, took a shower, and got in bed. My phone vibrated. I expected it to be a message from Crave talking about the nasty shit we just did, but it was from Z. All of the thoughts about the night we just had left my mind, every single one of them. I was hoping that Zeta didn't want to see me because I would have felt bad for turning her down. There was no way in hell I was gonna fuck her right after having sex with somebody else. I opened the message and there was a voice note. She's never sent me one of these before. And after the last conversation we had, I'm not sure this is something I want to hear. Not tonight. I stared at it for a little while. Then I hit play.
Can I be direct? I want some head. I want you to slide your tongue down my back. I want you to eat me from the back. back while your thumb plays in my ass. Then I want you to turn me over.
Everything she just said when another one came through.
I wish you were here. I wanna please you. First, I'm gonna bond each of your legs to the bedpost with your work ties. You trust me, don't you? Free so you can pull my hair and guide my head while it bobs up and down on your dick. Next, I'm gonna blindfold you. So close your eyes. I want you to use your imagination. Can you imagine my body? How does it look without being able to see me? Can you see my curves? My tender, erect breasts and brown nipples. Stretch marks on my ass. Here, give me your hand. Do you feel that? Let you get my pussy. Now lay back and let me taste you. I wanna put all of you in my mouth. If I can be frank, I wanna put your whole dick in my mouth. Slobbing down your shaft, I let the spit trickle down your balls, and I lick it all up. Hold my hair back for me, baby. Tighter. Yeah. Just like that. As I'm sucking, and turn my hands on your dick. Spit some more. Twist it, turn it. Spit more. And as I let my hands do the work, I lick and suck on your balls. Don't be shy. I love to hear you moan. Vibrations in my throat on your dick. I can feel you getting stiffer. Your knees start to lock beneath me. You gonna come for me, daddy? I keep sucking and twisting. I can feel the veins in your dick throb faster and harder in my mouth. My index finger behind your balls, gently playing with your taint. You moan some more. I keep on humming. I want you to come in my mouth. So I apply pressure around the tip. I feel you ooze in my mouth. So I don't stop until I get every last drop. Good night, Devin.
Look, it's sexy, don't get me wrong, but it's problematic. Because it's pulling me closer to her, and that's exactly what she doesn't want. This is the type of shit that will have you developing feelings. I think I'm gonna have to be the one to step back. I closed my phone and just stared at the ceiling. I was almost asleep. I was almost fucking asleep when I got a text from Craig that read, "Bitch," all caps. What the hell have I done now?